Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi. How are you today, Peter?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to being entertained and amused, and I'm clearly in the wrong place. But
I was just going to say you should go somewhere else, obviously.
Yeah. But what have you noticed this week?
Right, so I thought I'd kick off with a bit of exciting MSCI chat, because we've reached that time of the year where they're reviewing the indices and what they're going to include, who they're going to include, now is probably the time when there's going to be a lot of excitement around whether, you know, what sort of Chinese companies, if any more, are going to be admitted, be approved by them for admission into their global benchmarks.
Approved?
Yeah.
Okay.
Approved for, approved for investments.
I take it no money changes hands or anything else. There's no influence.
I'm sure it doesn't.
It's like FIFA or something.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's straight down the line.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, last time there was a big hoo-ha about it. Everyone thought they were going to go in. China were talking good game. They didn't. So I think this time around they've been a bit less forthright about it. So we'll just have to see how that works out. Okay. Then other than that, there was some. It was a good week for a certain amount of companies. So Apple had a quite interesting week. So they had quite a low key for them. A product launch for lower priced iPad. Red iPhone, which I'm sure you'd love, bigger memory iPad Mini 4, and iPhone SE. They also announced later on this week that they are going to start to assemble iPhones in India, which I think is very good for them, because obviously the main problem that they're having in that market is that the iPhones are too expensive for pretty much everyone there. So this will bring the cost down.
Good news. Good.
Also good week for Vodafone. So they have tied up with big India player called Idea Cellular. The deal is worth $23 billion and it is obviously a transformational deal. And the other nice thing for Vodafone is it gives it a potential exit route should it wish to just give up completely in India, because it's had a lot of problems trying to expand there. Clearly it's a very enticing market, but it's also a very difficult market, and so, you know, I think that's good news for them.
Okay.
Then Arm Holdings, which obviously was bought by Japan SoftBank last year, they announced a new...
It would have been cheaper at a tenth of the price.
I thought you were going to say cheapest chips there. I really didn't think you were going to say that.
I missed that one.
Okay. No, well, it's a good job then. We won't say that. So anyway, they announced a new chip for driverless cars called the Dynamic. That's spelled D-Y-A-N... D-Y-N-A-M... I and then a capital I and a Q. See what they've done there? Anyway, it guarantees that a vehicle will react safely without a driver. So that's very good.
It's taken a while to get up to that level for a driverless cars, isn't it? It's like 2-3 years, something.
That's
like
that. Right. That's right. So anyway, I think this is a good move for them. Clearly, they are extremely strong in the field of smartphones. They have something like an 85% market share in top-end smartphones around the world in terms of the usage of their chips. So it's a good move into what will be a very interesting growth area for them. Nintendo was a good week as well. So at the beginning of the week, they announced that they were, and I'm sure you are going to be very very excited by this, that they're going to double production of their latest console called the Switch. Which is good news for them. The only thing is with Nintendo, I always think it's still all about, you know, whether they can how they can translate their back catalogue of games onto the mobile platform, which they for years and years and years said they wouldn't do, and then they changed recently. Obviously, they had the rather good success, indirect success, with Pokemon Go last year. So I think it to be that's great, but I think I'd be more pleased or more excited by more plans of getting their games onto mobile platforms.
Okay.
And then the Ted Baker, that was good as well. A very strong sales. Interestingly, the shares were down on the news,
design a brand.
I'm sure.
I still haven't got over that.
Really?
Just doesn't sound like. You know, it's just like. Well, it's like Paul Smith.
Good. Yeah. It is, but slightly different. but anyway, no, I think they had very good results. They did very well.
It doesn't sound very glamorous. I think that was really what I was.
Sounds friendly. Sounds friendly, doesn't it? Ted Baker. Hi, I'm going to the pub with Ted Baker. Yeah. See? So, I mean, that just sounds quite friendly.
£1 billion business off the back of that. That's not bad, is it?
It's not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. But anyway, they've done very well, obviously, bucking the general high street trend of having difficult times. Talking of which, it was a bad week for Next. They announced their first profit drop in 8 years, and they blame the weak pound making, upping import costs, and also higher wage costs due to the hike in the minimum wage. So they're an example of a clothing retailer who are doing badly, and it is pretty mixed at the moment. The other thing, so RBS, it was a bad week for RBS as well. They had to close a load of branches. They're the latest to close branches. You've had Lloyds, you've had HSBC, you've had Yorkshire Building Society, all closing branches just because obviously more people are going digital, don't want to queue up, etc., etc. And then Daimler, this is very important actually. Daimler, they are now under investigation for potentially dodgy diesel emissions data stuff. So
Not another one.
Who'd have thought? Apparently, they're talking a good game, and they have pointed out that the Transport Ministry and the Federal Motor Vehicle Agency gave them a clean bill of health last year, but clearly, they're going back just to check to see whether that anything is going on there.
Okay.
So that was that, really. In terms of theme for the week, I thought I'd ask the question, why are footwear retailers getting a shoeing at the moment? And clearly you can see what I've done there, but do you have any sort of insight into that as a shoe wearer?
Well, a cheap shoe wearer.
Okay.
I can't see I don't understand this. It's too complicated for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
all above my head.
Right. Okay. Well, no, I think that it's interesting, really, because you've got there's a private equity company called Alteri, which owns Jones the Bootmaker and Brentano. Now, Brentano announced they got the administrators in yesterday. Haven't seen it yet this morning, but I saw that, it was looking likely that Jones the Bootmaker would also have administrators coming in as well. And it just seems like it's particularly bad for shoes, because I think it was only a month or so ago that Clarks as well, they've also announced that they're shutting things down and having a bad time as well. Now, I wonder whether this is anything to do with, I wonder whether, shoes generally may be a bit a reasonable, I wouldn't say big ticket item, but a mid-ish
30 quid is a lot of money.
Yeah, so it's sort of is that just for the left? Is that just for the left?
That was Top Man. I went to Top Man, £29.99.
Really, you got 2 for 1. Yes. Yeah, that's very good. I just wonder whether that signs like that as well just make me think that maybe people are thinking, well, look, I'm not going to buy a new pair of shoes, or I'll just repair the old ones or whatever, and kind of a sign that seems to me to be a sign across that sort of part of retailing. And again, wonder whether that's another.
I worked out what it is. They wear trainers. They don't wear shoes anymore.
But they sell trainers as well.
Yeah, but this one. Don't make it.
But anyway, so I wish I could buy shares in Timpson. I believe that they are, they're privately owned. So if anyone's got any ideas on their publicly quoted shoe repairers, I think that they might do quite well.
Okay, and is there anything else, a last tidbit from you?
Yeah, so obviously it's been a sad week following events on Wednesday, so I thought we could all do with a bit of cheering up. Obviously we've got Mothering Sunday coming up, and some people like to take comfort in food and cake in particular, so I don't know if we can see some examples. Now we can see here some examples of what should be what people were trying to make and what people actually made. I mean, I have to say that the Little Mermaid one there in the bottom left is particularly impressive, I think. An interpretation, if you like, of something fairly conventional.
I think it makes the heart melt.
It does.
It does, actually.
It does. People, you know, it makes your heart do something, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yes. So, yeah. Exactly. The effort that people have put in there and that sort of thing. But hopefully next year these people can do better. They
Indeed.
Can practice for the rest of the year.
They can. But the other thing that I was hoping to show, if you've got time, is actually, rather than cake, I prefer to watch something like this. If we can get that up. It's a... this is what a woman noticed when she was walking her dog recently, is this other dog doing a very good impression of a kangaroo. Apparently on the other side of that wall is actually a trampoline, and the dog's enjoying himself. So I thought, what better way to end a difficult week than by, you know, a bouncing dog.
It's an example to us all. But Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi, thank you very much for coming in today and your contributions.
Thank you.